A creative way to experience the wonder and joy of Christmas is to imagine yourself in the story. The people that are in the stories in the Bible are just like you and me, no more or no less special than we are. So imagine yourself right now that you are one of the shepherds who's working in Bethlehem on the night that Jesus was born. You're a seasoned shepherd. You've seen it all, done it all. You've had your share of run-ins with wolves and wild dogs that came in trying to take away one of your sheep, and nothing fazes you now. You've got this. Nothing surprises you. Nothing. And so it's been a long day's work. You've had supper. It's just time to lay down and go to sleep. So you lay down on the hillside out in the open country, rest your head on your backpack, and you look up into the night sky, just at the tapestry of beautiful stars God created. This night is just perfect. This balmy, silent night. But then, about the time you get relaxed, the sheep start stirring around. Some are fidgety. Some stand up and look around like something's going on. And others start to come up and huddle next to you. And about the time you're wondering what's going on with them, you see a light in the distance. And it's coming straight for you, and it gets really bright as it comes right at you.
And that light that you see is actually an angel. You just don't realize it yet. What you can see is that it's something really big and really bright, that it's this warrior-like dude, and it's a light beyond any kind of light that you've ever seen, brighter than any kind of lightning. And when you see it, you begin to see and hear that the angel is actually speaking, and he's speaking to you, and he says, do not be afraid.
Right.
Yeah, right. Do not be afraid. And he says, do not be afraid, that I've got good news that would be great joy to all people, that today in the town of David, a Savior who has been born is Christ, the Lord, the Messiah, and this will be a sign to you. He'll be wrapped in cloths, and he'll be lying in a manger.
You're looking at this larger-than-life, terrifyingly bright-looking dude, and you're going, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Okay, don't be afraid. He said, good news, great joy. Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Okay, I'm not afraid. I'm good.
Not so fast, my friend. If you're not afraid, you will be, because in just a moment what it says is that along with that angel, a great company of the heavenly host appears. And I say a great company like a group of soldiers. And you saw just the one, but now you see the many, and there's so many that you could not possibly ever count them, and they're so much even brighter than what you had already seen.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Good news. Great joy. It's cool.
And you hear them, and they're singing, and they're celebrating, and they're praising God, and they're saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those on whom his favor rests.
These large-in-life men who look like lightning and sound like thunder. You would think it would be super terrifying, but it actually isn't. They're celebrating. They're excited. They're happy.
Of course they're celebrating. It's a party.
It's a party.
It's a party.
And it's a party for us.
It's a party.
So I'm raising my hands. They're playing my song. The butterflies fly away. Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Greg, it's not the USA. It's Israel.
Okay, well, I'm here, right. Imagining.
No, it's the Holy Land where Jesus was born.
I'm with you.
Where they announced the shepherd's birth in the Holy Land where Jesus was born to the shepherds, right? Okay. And I wonder if you guys have ever thought about that and wondered, why would God announce the birth of the Messiah, this promised Christ, to a bunch of shepherds? Why is that who he chose? And I think there's probably a couple things going on. One for sure is that he wanted it to be known that this Jesus, this Christ, that he was not just for royals and elites, but he was for everyday kinds of people. But there was even something deeper going on, and I think that it was this. He announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds because Jesus himself, as the good shepherd, and the good shepherd shared a story with us about a shepherd who had lost one of his many sheep.
Jesus often taught when he began his ministry in parables. Parables are a short story with a point. And this is the story Jesus told about the good shepherd. He said, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. And then Jesus makes the point here. He says, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. You know, if you owned 100 sheep in Jesus' day, you were doing pretty well financially. I mean, you had a lot of sheep, you were good. And so what's one sheep? I mean, that just comes with the territory. You have a lot of sheep. You can't keep up with all of them. Some are going to get lost. Some are going to get drug off by wild animals. And so you're not worrying about that. But that's not the attitude of a good shepherd. For a good shepherd knows where all of his sheep are and loves and cares for all of his sheep. And that's why Jesus called himself the good shepherd. Because he knows every one of you. Whether you think he does or not, he knows you and he loves you. And as the good shepherd, he is always looking for that one who's lost. Whether you're someone who has wandered off, started out in faith and you've wandered off in doubt, or you're someone who's never yet stepped over the line of faith. But there's something in you that says there's some truth to this. The Bible says God has put eternity in our hearts, and we're always searching for that. Jesus is searching for you. He has come for you if you're that lost sheep.
And when he finds you, he wants you to come home and to come home to him just like that lost sheep came home. And in the parable, Jesus ends it out by saying that that shepherd who found his lost sheep, that he rejoiced. And what he said there is this, that there will be even more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 persons righteous who do not need to repent. And here's the Christmas connection, y'all. It's this idea that in heaven, there's a party when someone steps over the line of faith and comes to Jesus, when someone turns their life over to Jesus and comes to know him and is experiencing this relationship with him, then those same angels that celebrated with the shepherds that night, on that silent night, they celebrate in heaven with a party over everyone and anyone who comes to Christ.
Let's make this personal. For those of you that are followers of Jesus Christ, when you chose to become a follower of Jesus Christ, when you stepped over the line of faith, the same angels that celebrated Jesus' birth that night in Bethlehem, they rejoiced over your new life in Jesus Christ. And if one of you should choose to become a follower of Jesus Christ tonight, or if one of you has wandered off and you come back, you will set off another party in heaven.
It's a party.
It's a party. It's a party. So I'm raising my hands or playing my song, the butterflies fly away. Hey, I didn't do that. Nodding my head like, yeah, shaking my hips. Like, yeah, I didn't do that part. I left that out.
That's right.
It's just party in the USA, okay. And it is USA now because
it's here.
Here, that's right.
That's okay. A good point. Speaking of partying here, a party started here a couple of years ago when my friend Leo stepped over the line of faith. And we want you tonight to hear and to listen to and to see his story. Take a look.
So before I became a Christ follower, things were a lot different. I was hanging out with the wrong crowd of people. I was doing things I wasn't supposed to. I was skipping school, failing out of sports, you know, things that weren't very holy-like, you could say. I felt very meaningless and empty, trying to please myself with the things from this world, like trying to satisfy with maybe popularity, trying to satisfy myself with trying to be too cool, skipping school, and just try to satisfy myself with these things that are just going to leave me empty at the end. Just like, why am I doing this? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, what is my next step? I would go to church with my family every Sunday, and it was more like, if you don't come, you're going to be grounded. And I was just there just daydreaming all the time. And they never really got down to me on like who Jesus was, what he did on the cross, what's gonna happen after we die. I was just there because my parents led me there. I also got baptized at that church, but I only did it because my friends were doing it. I didn't really know the true meaning of it. I was just like, oh, they're getting baptized. Let me get baptized too. I wanna make my mom happy. Inside, I really didn't know what I was doing, so. So things began to change when I got an invitation to church, when I started leaving the old crowd behind and I was hanging out with these new people that I really enjoyed hanging out with. they just started actually pouring into me and just like, hey, how's your day going? And hey, do you want to come over to this? Do you want to come play volleyball? Do you want to go eat after this? And I'm just like, wow, dude, what is this? And I'm just like, I feel honored and just like loved on. And it was just like, okay. So I started getting connected more. I started plugging into small groups, started coming to church more, started volunteering. So I was volunteering a lot at Brazos Point. I was connected to a small group, volunteering more on Sundays, Wednesday nights, and they were having this beach baptism. And then that's when I realized that I needed to step over the line of faith. So I got baptized and realized that, hey, I need to give my life fully to Jesus. Since I stepped over the line of faith, things started to change a lot more. So my senior year, I had scholarships, and I turned them down. I was going to take some doctor classes in college, and COVID happened. And, you know, I started to rethink more things, and I'm just like, do I really want to do this with my life, for the rest of my life? When I started getting into the Bible more, and I just started reading, and I'm just like, this is life, this is true, this is what's going to last forever, other than the other things that aren't going to last forever. This right here is going to last forever. So I started giving my life truly to Jesus, and I went to this camp called Pine Cove, and it was like the best thing ever, because we're just teaching kids the gospel of Jesus Christ, and just like, man, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to show people the love that Jesus has to offer, and it's a free gift, and it's the best gift that anyone could ever have. Christmas is about God sending his one and only son, Jesus, to save all of us. It's just like, I feel so grateful for that, because there's nothing that I can do to earn his love. There's nothing, all the good works, there's nothing. It's just, he loves us no matter what, and he's gonna, like, it's just amazing, and I just feel so grateful and honored. And that's what causes me to, you know, serve and just show other people love, and just even strangers, you know, hey, have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? Like, leading other peoples to Christ, you know, our purpose is to know Christ more and also show his love to others. And it's crazy to think about that the angels that celebrated the birth of Jesus were also celebrating when I stepped over the line of faith.
You know, you're here at church, you're celebrating Christmas with us, but you may not be a follower of Jesus. You may be a skeptic, and that's okay. But for some of you, you can tell that Jesus is talking to you right now. And the question I have for you is, have you stepped over the line of faith to follow him? We hear all kinds of things about Jesus, but is that really the Jesus of the Bible? Is that really who he is? Let me tell you who Jesus is. As we said tonight, Jesus is the great shepherd. The whole reason for Christmas was for God to become a man, to live like us, to experience everything we go through, and to set a pattern for us on how to live. But not just that, because no one could live like Jesus. He was perfect. None of us are perfect. What we needed most, in spite of all of our accomplishments, we needed relief from the burden of sin that we have. You have to put the cross with the cradle. Jesus came to earth to live a life demonstrating how to live for us. But ultimately, the main reason he came was to die a sacrificial death, the lamb that was slain. Jesus died a sacrificial death in our place so that he would pay for the sin debt that we have that we could never pay on our own. And then he came back to life to prove he is God. And it set off a movement that has never stopped for the last 2,000 years of people experiencing him and knowing him. The reason we're here as a church is for doubters and skeptics and people who are looking and wondering, is this all there is? Jesus is speaking to you right now. And so if you've never stepped over the line of faith, if you've never gotten to the point where you gave your life to Jesus Christ and said, I believe you're God, and I'm going to turn from my ways, I'm going to repent like Jesus talked about, and I'm going to put my trust and faith in you, I can help you begin that right now, this evening, with a simple prayer. Nothing I'm doing, but if God is talking to your heart right now, let me invite you to pray with me. And you step over the line of faith and begin that journey with Jesus Christ, the journey that he began when he came to earth at Christmas. If all of you would bow your heads and close your eyes for just a moment. If Jesus is speaking to you, why don't you whisper this prayer in your heart? I'll help you with it. Just say, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to earth and lived a sinless life and then died a substitute death in my place on the cross to pay the penalty for all my sin. Please forgive me and come into my life. I repent. I turn away from my way of life and turn to you. And I choose to follow you and put my faith in you from this day forward. Thank you for the gift of Christmas and the gift of Easter and the gift of eternal life. Amen. Now look up here. If you just pray that prayer with me, it's because God is dealing with your heart. And I want to encourage you to begin a conversation with us. I'd like you to take out your phone and text the word faith to 95577 and begin a conversation with us. Someone will contact you today. Text faith to 95577 and then we'll help you as you take your next steps. Our whole reason as a church is to be a church for the unchurched and guiding people to take their next step with God. So let us help you take those next steps and understand some of that decision that you made. Let me pray for those of you that just made that decision. God, I pray that you would be with each person who's just given their life to you. And I thank you for the party that is going on in heaven right now for them. A party they won't really even realize the depth of until we come and we're with you face to face in heaven. God, bless them. Help us to help them take their next steps with you. I say in Jesus' name, amen.